elements of a good offer. We want to spend a little bit of time here because this is really important, and it's not something that's going to come natural, but it is something that if you already have an offer, I'm going to suggest that you really take a close look at your offer and that you go back and see if you can easily incorporate the things that we're going to talk about tonight. What constitutes an offer? Why not just a product? Why not just a launch? What constitutes an offer? Your offer should have a USP. That means that there should be something that your customers can get inside of your offer about your information that they cannot get elsewhere. You got to add something that's going to be unique and it's got to matter to people. So, you know, if you've got something on Facebook, obviously your information on Facebook is not going to be unique, but something about the offer that you're making has got to be unique. It can be an element of your bonus. It can be the way you deliver it. It can be, you know, the fact that you're going to have this expert come in and teach on something for an hour. Something in that offer has got to be a USP so that if I came to your offer and I see it, it doesn't matter if I already have five other offers on Facebook. You've got something in there where even though I've got those other five things, I still got to have yours because of what you have in it. And so whatever you do, and again, whatever you have in your offer right now, right, see if you can go back and make sure you've got a USP in that offer. Put something in it that's unique. Does that make sense? Right? So if you get that, please put the number 1 in the question box. If you get where I'm coming from there. Yeah, okay, USP. That's got to be part of your offer. And then what you've got to try to do with your bonuses, and this is where I say that if you were to buy all the PLR offers that ever existed for between now and the end of time, right, and the end of the world, if you're launching every week, you would not have enough PLR. Here's why I say that. You should be adding in a bonus to offer the objections that your customer might have, right? you should be doing that. So think about, why would your customer not want to buy your offer? You got to go try to get a bonus to match the offer, to match that objection. So in other words, you know, maybe they say it's too expensive, right, what you're asking. So you've got to try to get a bonus to put in there so that people feel like even if they're spending more than they normally spend, they're getting a good deal. You have to try. And again, you're not always going to be successful. This is not an exact process. But if you want to increase the amount of sales you're going to get, you try to get bonuses. Look at your sales page and look at whatever your offer is and say to yourself, you know, what would people object to in terms of why they wouldn't buy? Go back and then start looking for bonuses, and PLR is the easiest way to do that, to try to answer the objections. For example, let's say I don't know anything about WordPress or SEO. Okay, so what do you do? You've got to then go look for what? You've got to go look for something to put inside of your offer so that they can learn WordPress. Well, I don't know anything about social media, and I don't know anything about get traffic. You then got to go get something good. Now, please don't go get anything, right? Just don't go get something just because it says, let's say, traffic on it, and you stick it in there, because that's only going to make people mad. When you think about it like this, there's not enough PLR available if you really try to follow what I'm saying here, right? So get bonuses to answer people's objection. A good offer really constitutes training. So in other words, people can buy your product, but not everybody's going to be on the same educational, not even a same educational level. Not everybody's going to be at the same experience level. And so you may already know how to use a landing page, but not everybody's going to know that. So what you've got to do is you've got to make sure that you've got to train people from knowing nothing up to the middle of the pack. Does that make sense? So in other words, no, you don't, you can't start as if, you can't start at the midpoint. You've got to start at the know nothing point, and you got to bring as many people up to the midpoint of using your product. So training is part of your offer. So that one of the objections I might have is, this looks really hard. I'm not going to be able to do this. But you can minimize that objection if you will make sure that you get people trained. Now, you don't have to do all the training. If you have a relationship with people, you go and get them and you say, hey, can you train my people on this inside of this product? And then you might have to trade with them. This is where it, you know, benefits you to have good relationships with people. I know that I think I saw at least two or three people who were in the television space. If you know there's a piece in your course, and there's a piece in your course that relies on people understanding, let's say, Roku, and you don't know how to teach it, why leave that out of your product, or why leave that to chance? Go get the person who's an expert. Tell them, hey, you know, bring an information product, and I will happily allow you to teach, and then we'll allow you to have your link to your product in our product. So in other words, make sure you've got training on how to do everything inside of your product. Train people live, train people on demand. So, you know, sometimes you got to bring people on a webinar. Some people you have to bring them on demand. Sometimes you will conduct the training. Sometimes other people will conduct the training. So again, this is not a cookie cutter. You got to think about what's going to be best for your customer. Let that other person sell their product as an affiliate if they're going to teach for you. excuse me. Now, if you bring somebody in, make sure they're not a competitor, right? So, not a mean competitor. So, in other words, not somebody who's really looking to kind of cut you back. Sometimes you're going to find a competitor, but they understand that the marketplace is big enough for both of you, and by working together, you will then be able to, you know, do more than if you try to compete against each other, you know, just kind of flatly. case studies, always a good part of the offer, right? Anytime you can get a case study, that's going to help. Interviews, right? This is easy. So I would say that anytime you're doing a product, see if you can get somebody who's an expert or who knows something about it, who you can interview. And then you need to take all of these elements, and what you do is you surround your core product. So you turn your product into an offer. So if your product is, let's say you're going to do an Etsy challenge, what you're going to do with all of these elements is you're going to surround that product with these things. And you're going to go to market with an offer, not just the product. Right now, use these offer elements to put pressure on scarcity and urgency. Use these offer elements to put pressure on scarcity and urgency, right? There are two additional elements in a good offer. So when you go back and you're evaluating your offer, I want you to look at your offer and decide whether you have scarcity in the offer. Scarcity will make things sell. And sometimes, and one of the reasons why you want to add scarcity is because until you have an evergreen product, you will not know if your product really would have sold or not. So basically what you're telling people with scarcity is there's not an unlimited number of everything. So in other words, there's some parts of this offer that not everybody's going to get because they didn't act when I asked them to. So you got to add some element of scarcity if you're trying to see if this is going to sell. Because you can be driving traffic to an offer and people really could want it, but if there's no scarcity, they may want it, they're not going to act. So you got to try to add people at scarcity so that you can see if this offer that you have is real and whether or not you need to tweak it. If you don't have any scarcity and people come to the page, they're not going to act until they have to. So sometimes You say, I'm going to remove bonuses after the first 100, after first 50, after first 25. The first, 15 people are going to get a fast action bonus. And after that 15, pull it out. Right? Be true to your word. Now, this is where, if you heard the Tuesday session, I talked about making sure that your page system is modular. What do I mean by that? That means then you want to make it easy to go back to your sales page and take out the bonus. So you can do it really fast. You can go to your download page, take off the bonus. Right? Now you got to make sure to tell people when they get to the download page, they got to download it right away. Right? Because it's not going to be there. Warn them in your welcome video. When they get to the download page, welcome them, tell them, watch this video, and you tell them that you're going to be removing this element from the download page. It's only for fast action takers, right? So you're going to have to warn your people. sometimes you do an interview, right? That's only for fast action people, right? Scarcity. So not everybody's going to get it. And this has nothing to do with time. This means after a certain number of people, it's removed. And basically what you're telling people is you got to be one of those first 10 people. You got to be one of those first 50 people. You got to be one of those first 100 people. You got to put that pressure in there, because if you don't, you won't be able to tell whether or not your offer is working. So they're removed after a certain number. You may have to, and I just talked about taking out your delivery page, you may have to use two different delivery pages, right? You could do it that way, so that delivery page one is for the people, the first 15 people. But again, just make sure you tell those people they got to download their stuff, as soon as they get there. Now, urgency is also necessary. You need to add this both. It's slightly different. So urgency is, you don't have all day and all night. You don't have unlimited time to make decisions. So try to look at your offer to see if there is some kind of urgency. Now, take a look at your audience. And some people, they may or may not take well to these tactics. But what happens is, they will buy or they won't. So you need to kind of put them in. In some cases, if your market is different, you may have to put them in more tactfully. So just make sure you state it tactfully, but don't leave it out. So either you have to state it, sophisticated, you have to say it in a sophisticated manner. Don't leave it out. Take bonuses out after a certain period of time, right, in special content. And try to combine scarcity and urgency in your offer. Is everybody with me so far? So if you're with me so far, you understand the elements of a good offer. You understand scarcity and urgency. Please put the number 3 in the question box. You're with me so far. Okay, great. Okay, so Robert's asking, what do I think about the pro and con of using cohort? Can you explain a little bit more, Robert? I'm not sure what you mean by using cohort. Or are you mean the language about having a cohort? Is that what you mean? Okay, while he answers this, I'm gonna move forward here. Here's where you want to communicate scarcity and urgency. Oh, okay, so Robert's asking, limited openings for a limited period of time. Yeah, I think that when you're doing, okay, so what Robert is asking, for those of you who are following, he's asking, should you say that, let's say there's going to be a June class and there's going to be a, September class or cohort, basically, right? June cohort, summer cohort, fall cohort. Yeah, I've seen that work extremely well. Pat Flynn of Smart Passive Income does that. Stu McLaren does that. And I did that last year for a little while. I closed up the membership, and I probably will do that again. I didn't really have a class on it. There was just a point at which I just closed it. And so I probably will do that again. I definitely will do it once Extreme ends. I'm going to close it and you know, just so that I can kind of pull all this together. But yeah, I think it can work. You have to test it. It's like everything else. So if you get to the point where, and you'll know when it's too long, because, you know, when you stop converting based on the cohort, then you got to open it back up and just leave it for open enrollment. But I think it works extremely well for a membership. Right? Good question. Okay, so where to communicate scarcity and urgency? How many of you, if I were to ask you, when I just told you about scarcity and urgency, it makes you a little uncomfortable to put that in your sales page? How many of you feel a little bit uncomfortable? Yeah, it does, right? So you feel a little bit like, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't really know if I want to tell people that, even if I hold to it. So make sure you put it on your sales page, right? Make sure it's clear. Make sure that it is, that they understand, but do it in your own language. So you don't have to sound like, anybody else. It should be in your voice and in your language. So just make sure it sounds like you. But do put it on your sales page. You should, and this is really important. If you're going to be emailing people, whenever you do a launch, you have to communicate this repeatedly. You might feel like it's overkill, but it's not. You have to tell people over and over again. First 100 people are going to get this. And sometimes you feel like, well, then they'll know, you know, I haven't had 100 sales yet. That nobody cares about that. Right, so you just keep telling people that, listen, there's X number left, right? And if you're going to get them, you know, or you know, if you don't want to communicate the exact number, you can just say something like there's still some left, but they are dwindling, whatever you say, right? And when it's over, when you sold out, whether it's scarcity or urgency, communicate that, right? But then give people something else, you know, to want it. Right, it's still a great product. You just didn't get the fast action bonus. And what you're basically doing is telling people, the next time I release something, you better get on the stick. Right? So if you're going to do a product snowball, you're telling people, hey, I'm going to be releasing something in another week or two. When I tell you that there's a fast action bonus, you know I mean it. That's basically what you're telling people. You need to be telling people in your emails. So every time you email, tell them where scarcity is right there. You know, if they're going to get it. And if you have affiliates promoting for you, you got to tell them too. So I would suggest that if you have affiliates, email your affiliates every day and tell your affiliates every day that they need to communicate. One of the things I've taken to do, and I don't really have a lot of active affiliates, but one thing I've taken to doing is I will put all of the elements of their promotion for the day in an email. So whereas you can probably go and get a swipe in some places, I try to put that same swipe in the email that I send the affiliates so that they know, hey, today's the day. You need to tell people that, you know, the scarce elements are running out so that the urgent elements are running out. Right, so Rick is saying that time-based urgency is uncomfortable and easy, at least uncomfortable to do and stick with. Right, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where as long as you stick to it, right, as long as you stick to it. And if you're doing, here's what I'll say to you about this. One of the reasons why I suggest that you do a product snowball is so that when you have a bad launch, you know what's going to happen? Nothing. You move on to the next one, and you learn by launching. So you end the launch, you put the price on Evergreen, and then you launch a second product, and you get it right a second time. Nobody cares that you got it wrong, and nobody even knows. So what? So you launched something and it only sold two copies or it didn't sell any. and it didn't sell anything because your copy wasn't great. So what? What you've got to do is you've got to be in product snowball production mode. And you've got to get right back, and you've got to launch a second time. And one of the reasons why you should be using, you know, your PLR to create challenges, using your PLR to create, you know, case studies and stuff, is because you should be launching all the time. And if you're doing a workshop, you need to have something to sell anyway. So for the same reason that I say to you that if you have a bad workshop this week or you are off this week, it doesn't matter. You're coming right back the next week. And if you come back the next week, you need to have something to sell. And so, yeah, maybe you can't launch once a week. Maybe you got to launch every other week, or maybe you got to launch every 3 weeks. Doesn't really matter. What matters is what fits your market. But you're coming back with another product launch very soon until you hit that critical mass. So Bill is asking about product snowball formula. Yes. Yes, you do. And I will send that out. I'll put that in the community as well as the and send it out in the email with the replay. Yes, you do. Okay. The real basis of this is, I'm going to ask you all another question. How many of you are sending emails every day? All right, if you are, I want you to put the number 4 in the question box. If you're not yet, put the number 5 in the question box. Okay, so if you are right now, you were sending emails every day, I want you to put the number 4 in the question box. If you are not yet doing it, put the number 5 in the question box. Right? So basically, you've got to be in the habit of sending emails every day. You really do. And what I will say is that, and let's say that right now, your list is not necessarily where you want it to be. That does not matter. I promise you that. Start sending an email. Even if, you know, put your dog on the email list, put your mom, put everybody on there that you know. Right, that you know, wouldn't mind getting an email, and start sending every day. Get in the habit of writing every day a sales email. That's the only way you are going to get better. Now, we are not at that point in the process, but you need to be doing that right now. So in addition to the other step, if you have an autoresponder and you have names in there, start emailing those people every day. Communicate with them. If you don't have any names in there, put your name in there. Put all your email addresses in there and start writing every day. Should take you 10 or 15 minutes, but you need to be in the habit of developing your own style of communication using email. Because I said this on Tuesday, and I really do mean it. Success will catch you off guard. If you try to start emailing, once you start getting a list and people start opting in, you're going to start feeling weird, and you're going to have all this anxiety. Oh, what am I going to say? And are they going to leave my list? And oh my goodness, you know, they're here and they're watching, they're listening, they're reading my email. And you start trying to email then, it's going to be too late. Your brain's not going to work right. The way you get your brain to work right is you must start sending an email tonight. So I don't care how many names in your email list. Start writing to these people every day. If you want, now, I suggest you make an offer, but even if you don't make an offer, which you do need to make an offer, please do. Even if you don't, then start writing every day. Yeah, so the public session, Daria, I'll put this in here, is on YouTube, right? So in general, I cover a little bit on Tuesday, and I just put the URL here in the box, right? plrshow.com/Tuesday training, right? But basically, you got to be communicating on a daily basis, and so regardless of what you're doing, please start communicating every day, even if there's nobody on your list. Start writing every single day doing a sales email. Hey, you might even sell yourself. Okay. Any questions?